Yugma, that's Y-U-M-A, is an online web conferencing system. The particular strength of Yugma is that it enables you to share your desktop with other conference participants. Or, indeed, if you've got the more highly featured and paid for versions, all share your own desktops. Control can be given across to other people. In the free version, that's not quite possible. It's just a single presenter. In the free version, it's true to say that you only are allowed a single part. So there would only be two of you in the conference, which begs the question, I guess, what potential use has it got in education? Well, there are some situations where you might want to be working with a student remotely. So it could be a student who went to school or into illness or infirmity. It could be a student that needs some extra support during the holiday in preparation for some exams or of an evening. It might not always be convenient to be able to be accessible in school to someone else. Ideally, they'll see you, but that might not always be possible. So Yugma allows you to set up that joint environment where you can provide some tutorial support to a student. The tools that it provides to allow you to do that are mainly voice oriented. There's a chat window so that you can pass messages to and forth while someone's sometimes helpful to be able to stick in a chat window and, rather than interrupt their flow, and so chat for that. And then, of course, there's a desktop sharing. So it could be a presentation that you've already got. It could be a document that you wish to discuss. It could be a website where you want to look at some interactive tools. And that can be done through the desktop sharing. One thing to be aware of with Yugma is that you do need to download an installer application. So it doesn't work entirely from the web. It works through the web. But it's a free download, and it's available for most platforms. And in fact, it's also available for the Android operating system on some mobile devices or tablet devices. So that might be a useful feature. Installation can, of course, be an issue if you're working on a school machine. So given the circumstances that I described earlier, if you're working from home and it's your own computer, then you're likely to be able to download and install things to your heart's content on your own machine. And similarly, a student, if you're supporting a student who's also at home, then they're less likely to have that kind of problem, I guess. I suppose there's a word of caution in that if there are only two of you in that room, you do need to be aware of the sort of child protection issues. Not necessarily to be recommended being isolated in that way with a single student, but